Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea has fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile in more than 4 years. The ICBM flew an altitude of 3,700 miles, landing in the ocean off Japan's western coast on Thursday. That's according to Japan's defense ministry. With all the American people are facing, out-of-control inflation, an invasion from our open borders, the cost of food and energy, now the threat of World War III. President Biden, arriving in Europe Wednesday for an emergency meeting with NATO leaders, told reporters the threat of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine is a threat.
I think it's a real threat.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Any use of chemical weapons would totally change the nature of the conflict. And it will be a blatant violation of international law and will have far-reaching consequences.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson on Wednesday emphasized a diverse America judicial branch in order to bolster public confidence in our system. Opponents called her out for not being able to define what a woman is and her soft-on-crime judicial history. The confirmation hearing by the Senate Judicial Committee continues Thursday. Recovery crews continue searching for a second black box from a China Eastern Airlines passenger plane that plunged into a Chinese mountainside this week. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many organ donations were discarded because of the unknown. John Hunt reports on an update.
Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University.
USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
In order to save voiceless lives, Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little on Wednesday became the next state to enact a law modeled after a Texas statute banning abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy or when a heartbeat is detected. As the threat of World War III looms as a major concern for most Americans, former NATO Secretary Kay Bailey Hutchinson was on Fox News Thursday morning discussing the role of NATO to deter Russia's aggression in Europe.
This is a time when the heads of state can get together and actually talk about not only what is being done, but what more can be done, and also talk about the issue of China. I think that is going to come up, and I think everyone knows that unity, together talking to China, will be certainly important to keep them from helping Russia with this dreadful situation. And I think they will be talking about what more we can do with arms and just shoring up our defenses. And I think we've already seen that Secretary General Stoltenberg has said we will be doubling the numbers of troops along the border with Russia that are NATO allies. So all of these things are very important for the heads of state to talk together in person and getting a back and forth, and I think it's a very good thing.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And with all that we're beginning to understand from this potential next Supreme Court judge, it really brings into focus the importance of our children, does it not? I mean, and the question is, whose children are they? Well, Rebecca Friedrichs is with us. She has produced a new documentary featuring brave teachers, emboldened parents, impacted students, and frontline experts who show how schools are sexualizing children and indoctrinating them into radical ideologies without their parents' knowledge. And, of course, this is furthered when you have an activist judge that does not take child rape seriously, I might add. Rebecca, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Boy, a lot folds into your documentary, especially with all that we're seeing on our TV regarding the nomination of this latest Supreme Court justice, possibly.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening what's going on. And one of the things that we help people to understand in Whose Children Are They is that this is an agenda that's been pushed through our schools for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. And people have been unaware. You know, they slowly change things. And really the way they did it was by infiltrating the teacher associations. And so these folks who call themselves teacher unions are neither unions, and they do not represent good teachers. They're actually pushing this radical agenda. They support people like this Supreme Court nominee. And it's really a mess. It's time to get parents back in control, in authority with good teachers, and to get these special interest groups out of our schools.
What a violation of trust, Rebecca. And I'm glad you reminded everybody that this didn't happen overnight. I mean, this has been an intentional plan since the turn of the 20th century, when public school systems came into play. And this was a divisive move by communists, Marxists, those on the left. They said, look at, you know, our future and the way to control this, you know, this great American idea is to capture the kids. And what better way to do it than through the educational system, right?
That's precisely what happened. Not only did they capture our teacher unions, but then they started something called the Frankfurt School in the 1930s and out of Columbia University. And John Dewey, who was a socialist, helped to run that school. He was named the honorary president of the National Education Association. The unions were involved all along. And their whole goal was to teach critical theory, which is basically divide and conquer. It's a Marxist concept. And what they did was they infiltrated all of our teacher colleges. They have infiltrated now our universities, our K-12 schools. And you'll notice that Biden wants us to have universal preschool. That's so they can get your kids even earlier.
Exactly.
So it is absolutely on purpose. Our American founders told us the only way to keep a free republic is with a well-educated, moral citizenry that can self-govern. These unions and their special interest groups are purposely usurping our free republic our liberties, our families, everything we believe in, and we better wake up quickly because they are purposely dumbing down our kids, purposely indoctrinating, brainwashing, trying to take kids away from their parents. This is the bottom line. So time for a mass exodus from public schools and for a mass exodus of teachers from these unions.
Well, and we're seeing this already, Rebecca. I think homeschooling has gone up, you know, 10 times since COVID as parents were rudely awakened to the curriculum because now it was on full exposure. I mean, here we are decades down the road where they have progressed very, very cautiously and carefully, and now they believe they have such a stranglehold to where you see the likes of Randy, who's the head of the teachers union, Warren, what is her last name? Randy Weingarten. Okay, so she's out there just, you know, spouting, you know, this this doctrine in such a way, and the parents are shocked, and look what's happening in Virginia, what happened even in a liberal city like San Francisco, where the parents said no more of this stuff, and they've taken over school boards, and this is starting to happen more and more, you know, across the country.
Yes, and we hope and pray that it will continue. Randy Weingarten is actually the president of the smaller of the two national teacher associations. She's president of American Federation of Teachers. The much larger and equally as corrupt union is the National Education Association. And, you know, the leaders in these unions are making over $500,000 a year off the backs of teachers, making $60,000. Mm. You know, and so one of the things I want listeners to understand is it's not teachers who are doing this. It's the so-called teacher unions who have used yes. teachers as pawns mm-hmm. to fund a radical, far-left political agenda, and teachers were, and all government employees were forced to fund corrupt unions for over 40 years. We brought a lawsuit that stopped that, so no one's forced to fund them anymore. So one of the goals of Whose Children Are They is to help people to join a movement that we've started called For Kids and Country, and to help them to actually learn how to adopt a teacher, help those teachers walk through getting out of the union because they don't have to pay them anymore, but most of them have no idea, and to also lead parents to other options. I heard that homeschooling actually went up 200% since the COVID nonsense. We need every child to be rescued from these public schools, and there are dozens of options for parents. So as part of our Join the Movement, we give parents these dozens of options, different ways that they can educate their children where their children won't be harmed by these radical government-run schools that no longer care about children or parents. They're actually trying to undermine parents and capture children.
Well, Rebecca, you know, what you're doing in your organization is so critical because, you know, as people are waking up, I mean, I've had family members who have been part of the educational system, teachers, and some are still alive, and they're shocked to see how the administrative state has taken over their profession to such a degree that it's all about the administration. It's no longer about the kids, and the teachers are frustrated, and they have to go along to get along to maintain a job. I mean, they're forced into something that is, you know, contra-indicative of what their own common sense tells them and how to teach kids. I mean, it's not about reading, writing, arithmetic. Now it's all about pronouns. It's like every institution has to be so sensitive about pronouns in the climate that, you know, is still operating in the theoretical realm. And, you know, we're missing the mark here on the critical issues when it comes to education, like reading, writing, and arithmetic, and preparing these kids for real life issues that they are, they're going to meet up with, you know, soon and very soon. I mean, we realize, you know, in our time of life, you know, 20 years goes like a flash, doesn't it?
Oh, boy, yes, the older we get. You know, you said a lot there, and I totally agree with everything you said. So I'd just like to break down a couple of the things you said. Number one, teachers. I don't know one teacher. I taught 28 years. My husband, 42 years. We have a ton of educators in our family. Mm-hmm. And I don't know one teacher that agrees with this nightmare that's going on in our schools. But what teachers don't understand is that the union that claimed to represent them all these years is the fault. The union is the reason all of this is happening. And you mentioned that other agencies have have these issues. You know, we have all this wokeness. It's just, it's everywhere. It's in all our agencies and institutions. That is thanks to government unions. So government unions were illegal at one point, but they were able to get a stronghold in the 1960s. They were given the right to organize, given the right to collectively bargain. These same unions, used the judiciary to remove the Ten Commandments from our schools, to remove prayer and Bible. The people were shocked when all that happened because our schools were places of great education and morality. We weren't teaching religion, but we were teaching, love your neighbor, be kind, don't kill people.
What a novel concept. We got to go to break. We got more from Rebecca after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, Okay, welcome back. Fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us, sharing part of your day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Rebecca Fredericks continues with us. She's the producer of the documentary, Whose Children Are They? Rebecca, let's go back and consider some genesis of how you and your husband got involved in, what vision you had and why you had no choice but to respond and to produce this documentary.
Like I said, my husband taught 42 years. I taught 28 in public schools. I'd still be there if it wasn't for the corruption of these unions. Mm-hmm. So just one story. I was a student teacher in 1987. I witnessed a teacher abusing children every single day, grabbing them, screaming at their little faces. They were first graders.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I went to my master teacher, and I said, I need to report some child abuse to the teacher next door. And she sat me down and said, today's the day you learn about teachers' unions. The district can't get rid of this teacher. And, you know, the kids are stuck with her. And I was shocked. And then I was forced to pay these unions my entire career, as was my husband. Both of us did not appreciate at all their representation. They were doing exactly the opposite of what we wanted as teachers. And they were actually attacking our personal beliefs. These radical teacher unions are atheistic. They literally would look in my face and attack my own belief system. So I served as a union rep for 3 years trying to change things from the inside. And that's when my husband and I, our eyes were really opened at how wicked they really are and what they're really doing, that they weren't there at all for teachers. They're there to push this radical communist agenda, atheist agenda, and they're using teachers to do it and telling teachers, oh, we're your friend, we're getting you a raise, you know, we're getting you a break or whatever, and actually they're the fox in the hen house. So we actually first sued the unions. I started writing editorials to expose them, and then we started our organization for Kids in Country. I wrote a book to expose them called Standing Up to Goliath, and we thought, you know what, we need to get this in movie form. So we started working on it, and eventually got some funding and started working with a team that partnered with us to make this movie. And here it is, finally.
Here we are at a time that it was supposed to be, because it's a real convergence. The timing of this documentary, what happened in Virginia, what happened, as I mentioned, in San Francisco, a liberal city that in outrage got rid of all these liberal board of supervisor members, because they had to take control of their, of their education, of their classrooms one more time. But this is, people need to understand, and you know this better than anybody, Rebecca. I mean, this is well fortified. The teachers' unions have, they've got their defenses pretty well locked down. They're covered by particularly the Democratic Party. They're politically covered, and it takes a lot. And one answer, as you mentioned, is for parents to get their kids out of these indoctrination centers, because they are not serving our kids at all. And what they're seeing with their eyes, what they saw during COVID, when they looked in on a Zoom session and they were shocked, and then as they find out more and more the curriculum and the kind of books that these kids are exposed to, it's absolutely disgusting. It's no wonder that we have right now a potential justice that is being judged, is being nominated to the Supreme Court, who has, an accommodative mindset towards child rape.
It's so troubling. And, you mentioned the Democratic Party. So what's really going on here is these so-called teacher unions, they collect billions with a B annually, tax-free, and they spend it all on politics. Even collective bargaining, Justice Scalia and the Supreme Court, majority of the Supreme Court agreed with us in our oral arguments during our lawsuit, Friedrichs versus California Teachers Association, that collective bargaining in the public sector is political. So every penny these unions spend is political. You know, they put people in office and then they bargain across the table from them and don't invite taxpayers to the party. Mm-hmm. So it's all politics, and these unions give their money to far left Democrats or the weakest Republican in the race so that they can defeat a good one. So
these
so-called unions are, they literally, I'm in California, they literally run our state, and they've run it into the ground. And so the Democrats actually got their power from these so-called unions and their allies who are funding them. It's really disgusting. It's frightening. And so not only need to pull our kids out of the public schools immediately. I tell people the schools are on fire. The children and teachers are trapped inside. We need to rescue them. So we need to pull our kids out immediately, but we also need to help teachers because teachers are trapped in this corrupt system. So that's why we, you know, created our For Kids and Country movement where people can adopt a teacher, help them to union exit. We won them the right. They were forced to fund unions for over 40 years. They don't know they're free. So
yes.
We need your help educating them and getting them out. You know, we also have all kinds of empowering toolkits and things to help parents to understand and help teachers to understand. Look, you're being used and your children are in danger. So we just plead with people, please help us to reach teachers. And they can find our movie at whosechildrenarethey.com, and then they can just click on Join the Movement to find out all of this information on how to help teachers and parents.
Excellent. Rebecca, you had to see here recently, last year, just in terms of the power of the unions, is that when the union has a direct channel to the White House and a direct influence on policy almost verbatim, I mean, boy, if that wasn't a big warning signal and an eye-opener to people, I don't know what else you need, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I got to tell you what, this has been going on for a long, long time, and people just weren't aware of it. So thankfully, people's eyes are being opened. Look, you cannot imagine how deeply corrupted these government unions are, most of them, particularly the teacher union. You cannot believe how much they are running our country into the ground, how they have been used to infiltrate our agencies and institutions to quietly bring in communism. What did they tell us? We'll take you over without firing a shot.
Yes.
And that's what's happened. They've used these unions as literally as transmission belts of communists. They told us that in the 45 goals of the Communist Party that were read into our congressional record in 1963, they told us, goal number 17, get control of the schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism and communist propaganda, soften the curriculum, get control of the teachers' associations, put the party line in textbooks. That's what you're watching today. And so people just need to be aware, this is not a little problem. This is a massive problem, and we all stand up and fight against it.
You know, the thing that's amazing when you consider the timeline here, Rebecca, in the 50s you had McCarthy, right? And McCarthyism, the movement, the anti-communist movement, and you can argue what you want about that. But, I mean, in terms of bringing it to the forefront, and in a number of short years, they go from, you know, people being blackballed and, you know, this, you know, issue really coming to the forefront, to all of a sudden it was like they gained acceptance and they were able to just double down and gain this immense control. I mean, to the point that today, as you present in the movie, Whose Children Are They? I mean, the sexualization of our kids, I mean, that's what teachers are supposed to do. I mean, what is the point of destroying the innocence of our children like this?
The point is to destroy the family. If you're a communist and you want to upend a free republic, you first have to destroy the family. That is the foundation of the culture. Look at the United Nations. Everything they do is to destroy the family, is to bring harm to children. All of this sexualization, it's all coming out of the United Nations and the teacher union. And so, if you can, like I said earlier, the only way to keep a free republic is with a well-educated and moral citizenry that can self-govern. If you can make the children dumb, you dumb them down on purpose, you indoctrinate and brainwash them, you fill them with fear, you make them not trust their parents, then you make them immoral by sexualizing them, by making them, I mean, they're basically grooming them to be comfortable with perverts. And so what's happening? It's destroying the family. It's destroying morality. It's destroying the free republic. These students won't be able to self-govern. They'll wear a mask when they're told to wear a mask. They won't push back on whatever these, you know, communists want to do to them and with them. And so that's the goal. It's undermining individuality, creating collectivism, undermining the family.
And here we are allowing and accommodating a potential judge to the Supreme Court that will further accommodate child rape and sexualization of our children. It's all part and parcel of their final objective, is it not?
That's exactly it. It's deeply troubling. I've been watching the footage on that, and it's so troubling, especially that the mainstream media is not even showing a lot of it, so the American people won't know.
Well, we got to leave it there, Rebecca. I cannot thank you enough. You and your husband, great job. Whose children are they?
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea has fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile in more than 4 years. The ICBM flew an altitude of 3,700 miles, landing in the ocean off Japan's western coast on Thursday. That's according to Japan's Defense Ministry. With all the American people are facing, out-of-control inflation, an invasion from our open borders, the cost of food and energy, now the threat of World War III. President Biden, arriving in Europe Wednesday for an emergency meeting with NATO leaders, told reporters the threat of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine is a threat.
I think it's a real threat.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
And the use of chemical weapons would totally change the nature of the conflict. And it will be a blatant violation of international law and will have far-reaching consequences.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. All these interviews, great interviews that we have with great guests, like our next guest coming up. Feel free to download. Absolutely free. It is our gift to you. Share it with your friends and neighbors. Keep the conversation going, because this isn't about 8-second sound bites. The whole idea and premise of what we do here is that we would hopefully enlarge your intellect, cause you to expand this concept of critical thinking and critical questions that have been, it's kind of been discouraged in our culture today, right? Because if you ask the wrong question, use the wrong pronoun, you're invalidated. Well, the heck with those. We just need to invalidate the invalidators and go on with our life so we can be all the smarter. We don't need to participate in their program that its sole purpose is to dumb us down so that we'll just go along to get along. I mean, what a waste of our humanity. My good friend Dr. Gregory Jantz joins us now. He's the world-recognized expert and innovator in the treatment of behavioral disorders and addictions. Greg, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Oh, always good to be with you. And yes, there's a lot going on, and we want to use our good brain God gave us.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, and boy, you're tackling a topic here in this new book, Rebuilding Trust After Betrayal. Give us an idea of what we're dealing with. I mean, how often is betrayal experienced in today's marriages?
Well, and I think even beyond marriages, look at betrayal that's happening in cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm betrayed by people who I thought I could trust.
Yes.
And that's the key. I thought I had a trusting relationship, but I was canceled. The new term, too, is ghosting. You know, yes. Somebody doesn't get back with you, they just ignore you. Mm-hmm. So betrayal comes in many forms. There's betrayal in a marriage, and that form, of course, could be infidelity. So it comes in various forms, but it always feels the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And in a relationship, it doesn't necessarily have to be a full-blown affair. It can be just, a redirection of affection, right? Affection that is due your partner that you have married to, and you've decided to reallocate or relocate that said affection that is reserved for your partner, and you've put it somewhere else, right?
Well, Bill, that's well said, because we can have an emotional affair. Mm-hmm. We can start getting emotional needs met really through another person, which would be inappropriate. And that can be a form of betrayal. Betrayal, we try to hide. We are deceitful. And when betrayal's going on, it's like the victim of it probably doesn't know really what's going on. They may sense something's up.
Exactly.
But I just want to think about, even this could happen in the workplace. Mm-hmm. You can be betrayed. People can say things behind your back in order to manipulate and move people around. So it comes in many forms.
Exactly. Well, one story particularly stands out for me, Greg, and it's amazing how often this happens. There was a woman having an affair with somebody that she worked with. Her husband married her. She had a child, and so kind of was building a family with her, and this happened maybe 3-4 years afterwards. And as you said, the victim, you know, may not know exactly what's going on, but senses something's not right. And of course, there starts to be, you know, this rub in the relationship that up to then was okay. Everything was fine. Everybody was happy. He was raising her child and everything. And, you know, just felt like, hey, something's missing here. And so it got agitated to the point that they started to argue. And after arguing, it led to physicality. And so then what happened was the mother, the woman's mother, hears about her daughter being abused, and she decides to hire a neighborhood bully to take this guy out. Now, here's this husband who's providing for the family. She's cheating behind his back. He doesn't know what's going on. Next thing you know, he's confronted by this neighborhood bully, and he kills him. He kills the guy. And they finally discover that it is the mother-in-law that has orchestrated this stuff. So she goes in jail for 25 years. Because he's a previous offender of murder and abuse and all this other stuff. So he goes in jail, I think, 25, 30 years himself. And the woman who is the center point of all this, guess what? Nothing.
Mm.
Nothing. The woman who violated trust with her husband gets bupkis. Okay, she loses her mom for a while, gets to go and visit her at the jail, I guess. And but, you know, this is the problem about, you know, our system, the way it works, and not understanding these dynamics that you're pointing out today. That people think, oh, it's just, you know, it's like you see two kids in a room, you hear one's crying, and what do? You discipline the one who's not crying, which the one was crying just tormented the holy what have you out of the other one. And but, you know, the instinct, wrongfully, I mean, you know, is that without knowing all the facts, and here, you know, it's like, here we go. You know, our own humanness that we have to deal with, right? We need the sword of Solomon, the wisdom of Solomon, to deal, especially with our own kids at times.
Yeah. Well, now, the effects of betrayal, Bill, well, here's what happens. It can create a seedbed of mistrust in your life. It's like, okay, I don't know who to trust, so I don't trust anybody. And you can, the danger is begin to pull away and isolate, and that anger and resentment's there. It's like, I don't need anybody. I can't trust anybody. So the mistrust will affect your whole life.
Yes, exactly.
And then there's the resentment, mm-hmm, and the bitterness. So we've got to address the effects of, mm-hmm, betrayal in our life. There's a lot of betrayal out there right now. Lots.
Right. Exactly. And how does that resonate? How does that resonate to the next generation? You know, if you've got kids. I mean, they may not understand it, but they're going to be the effect of it, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, and the betrayal, I can't trust the news, the media, the government, et cetera, on and on. And so you live in a world of high chronic anxiety. Mm. So anxiety is the number one mental health issue we're facing right now.
Mm.
And what,
yes,
what I mean by that is anxiety disorders at an all-time high, social anxiety, all the rules have changed. It's like if I see you, well, do I shake your hand? I certainly don't hug you. What do I do? See, everything is different.
Yes.
And so there's mistrust. Mm-hmm. There's fear.
Mm. Wow. And it's at every turn. I mean, all you kind of suggested this, is that even in the institutions that heretofore we could trust, like our government and that, there's been such a breach of trust. The agencies, all the three-letter agencies, it seems to be they're so corrupt. I mean, we had an issue here now that was brought to light, something that many of us were well aware of. We were called conspirators for believing, and that was the Hunter Biden's laptop.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's coming up, you know. And so, meanwhile, there's all this damage that has been done to the culture and the body politic because of, 51 intelligence people in the intelligence community that know better, that sang from the same hymn book and told, Canada Joe Biden that it was Russian disinformation. And they reported it as such. The media carried that forth, that narrative forth. And here we are. We're washed in a lie. And now the government and the media, it's so laughingly insane. You know, they don't understand why the American people no longer trust them. Because they've been lying to them. And like, if this was a one and done, that might be one. But, I mean, we can unwrap that onion, you know, from now until forever. There's been one lie on top of another. And until, you know, these institutions, including our government, can have enough courage to say, you know, hey, I'm sorry. You know.
And that's betrayal.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep. And here it is. I mean, and they go on with impunity, and they keep doubling down. I mean, to the point that, Greg, even, you know, staying in the realm of politics for a few more seconds here, because we've only got about 30 seconds left in this break, is that you got 60% of the American people now agree. I mean, they are on the same page saying that there was voter fraud that took place in the 2020 elections. And there are institutions, there are social media, that they would cancel this radio show had they the power to do so. And they would, you know, put me behind the eight ball for even making that statement.
That's
but
right.
That's the truth of the matter. We've got more from Greg after this.
We are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic an insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
And we're talking with Dr. Gregory Jantz. You know, betrayal can come in so many forms, as you're starting to understand here in our conversation. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Greg, rebuilding trust after betrayal, what triggered, you know, this book that you said this needs to be written? We need to bring it to the forefront.
We don't hear much about betrayal or even the word betrayal, and yet people are experiencing it more and more. That's why I say it comes in many forms. And if you've ever been on the receiving end of betrayal, maybe it's been in a marriage, maybe there's been an affair, it's hard to describe the feeling of betrayal. It is so intense. It's waves of anger. It's waves of depression. It's multiple waves of emotions that feel overwhelming. Betrayal can bring us to our knees of the intensity of the emotion, because it's something that wasn't supposed to happen.
Exactly.
And that's why there's no place we can put it in our thinking. It's like it doesn't fit in anywhere because this was not supposed to happen.
Exactly.
And that's why we need to talk about it. What does it do to us? And we got to be careful. We can't be filled up again with toxic emotions and let betrayal affect all of our future relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a responsibility to do some emotion cleanup ourselves.
Right. Well, we have a responsibility in terms of the victim side, and for the person that did the betraying, they as well. But we can't heal them. We can heal ourselves. You know, we're responsible for ourselves when I say that. There's no doubt that this is a process. I've heard that I had one pastor tell me that in marriages, when an act of betrayal occurs, like infidelity, it takes up to 7 years to rebuild trust. And I think he said that's on average. So, you know, for some, maybe sooner, some maybe longer, some maybe never. Because what you write, and I think this really hits it, betrayal is a form of trauma. And trauma is never compartmentalized. Trauma spills out in all directions. And reconciliation without forgiveness is impossible. So, but first deal with that first part, Greg, that, infiltrates our very mind, our very spirit, our biology. I mean, it is an explosion within the personage of the individual who is betrayed, right?
Oh, absolutely. And so if I end up being a hurt, resentful, angry person, it's going to poison my everyday. And also, here's the end result. It causes us to feel that we're unlovable, but it damages us. And we forget how much God loves us. We forget that God has good plans for us. And so that's why we really have to deal with betrayal in our life. And just do a little check in your life and go, okay, I want to live clean. You can feel betrayal by, right now, the media, by the government. There's a lot of things that we can really feel betrayal about, but we can't stay there.
Exactly. No, that is very dangerous because, as you say, that ends up being pronounced in everything in our personality going forward. We carry this albatross with us. It affects our worldview. It affects how we perceive others and other institutions and like-minded institutions to such a degree, Greg, is that sometimes you go, wow, you know, you may catch yourself and say, boy, that was an ugly response. Where did that come from, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So look for the three deadly emotions that can come out of betrayal. Number one is anger. Another word for anger is hurt, and resentment and bitterness, unforgiveness. So anger is the first category. The next is fear, anxiety, worry about my future. So letting fear get a strong hold in your life. And boy, there's a lot of fear right now, a lot of anxiety. But you can, that can affect all your relationships. The other is guilt. I can feel shameful. I can feel, well, this happened to me because I deserve it. Or this happened, you start to blame yourself. So watch for those three.
Mm-hmm. And each of those things, if you are just looking to yourself and to man, I think it's very dangerous because then we begin to see things according to our own eyes and our own understanding. Aren't we glad we have God? You know? I mean, that you can take this to God and say, God, I don't understand this. Help me sort this out, right?
It might be time to get re-anchored in God's love for us. And where are we going to put our point of focus?
Yes.
Right now, maybe a point of focus needs to be, I'm going to look for how God is at work every day. Mm-hmm. I can turn and look and go, everything is horrible and getting worse and worse. But God is at work. And so we are called to trust some things right now. And one is God and his plan. Now, what part are we supposed to have in that? Well, let's pray for discernment, making good choices and wisdom that we know what we're supposed to be doing. And let's be diligent in doing those things.
Yeah. And like you said, Greg, God wants us to be whole. He doesn't want us to be in a state of anxiety. I mean, his peace covers us. And I like what Jonathan Cahn told me one time in describing, you know, the Hebrew understanding of God's peace, God's shalom, that God loves us so much that his shalom, his peace, pursues us. You know, it's like no matter where we go, whoa, wait, hey, Greg, come back here, buddy. I mean, I'm coming after you. I got to make sure that you're not running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Okay, this is not healthy for you. This is not the way I designed you to be. I've got a covering of peace to be about you. But if we're not willing to put that robe of shalom, that peace about us, because we're free will agents, then we're a mess, and we're going to be a mess to everybody else we come in contact with, right?
Absolutely. Well said.
Well, again, God can handle this, and I found, Greg, in my experience with God, he's so trustworthy, is that he can handle my raw emotions where I can say to him, I remember at one time I'd gone through a part of my life, and it was very, very difficult. And I'd go to pray the Lord's Prayer. And when I'd get to that point of thy kingdom come, thy will be done, I stopped. I would stop. I said, God, you know what?
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I can't handle your kingdom right now. I really can't. It's overwhelmed me. You've cooked me. You know, life has cooked me so much. I need a breather. And it was quite liberating because I think it was one of the first times in my life that I had just an open conversation with God, because I was raised a Catholic. And when you're raised a Catholic, you've got these prayers that you repeat, right? And they're repetitive prayers and supplications that you learn, you've memorized, and you put those out, and sometimes they become like that forgotten wallpaper that you've had up in your house forever, and you know, they just lose passion. But you know, I just felt like I'd gotten to that point to where, you know, I could talk to God, and it changed my prayer life, and it really helped me discover and appreciate God at a whole new level. And so my exhortation and encouragement to people is that, hey, be real. Go ahead. It's okay. Be real with God. And you can let it fly. God can handle it. And, you know, in fact, I had this Mexican friend of mine. He was so raw. I mean, he would talk like a little hood brat, you know, to God. You know, and he just let it fly, and it would just crack me up, you know. And I'm sure God loved it and probably laughed as well. But it was who he is, and that's what he knew, you know. And just it was like it was hysterical. But I loved it also because it was so true and honest and prayerful, you know.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
Well, let's be free today. Let's be emotionally free, and let's really. Do a check on those toxic emotions, anger, fear, and guilt. Mm. Because in this place, we can have, even during these times, I do believe that we can have the peace and joy that comes from Christ.
Yeah.
It's easy for that to get taken away if we let it, but we need to stay focused on God's truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think of first, Timothy was it 2:1-7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and here's the key word: sound mind.
Amen.
gotta
have a sound mind. Greg, let me ask you: how can a victim of betrayal ever know for sure if a betrayer has genuinely changed and they're worthy of trust?
Okay, how do we? Well, we forgive, but forgive doesn't mean we trust.
Or we forget.
Yeah, we never forget.
Yeah.
Yes. But what we do know is that over time, because of patterns, so if this person has really changed, there'll be a new life pattern. I don't instantly say, okay, you're forgiven, I trust you, let's... But you do say, I am forgiving you, because I think it's a process.
Yes.
But I don't jump right into a totally trustworthy relationship.
Mm.
I could be betrayed again. So we look for patterns in a person's life, and those patterns prove themselves over time.
Well, Dr. Greg Jantz is the founder of the Center, A Place of Hope in Edmonds, Washington. He was voted a top 10 facility for depression treatment in the U.S. His new book, boy, I'll tell you, it really is a godsend, Greg, that you've done this for us, because I believe this is going to free a lot of people, because if we're walking around and bound by untrust and betrayal, wow, we're anchored. We're not free. I mean, and here we are, I mean, in our own little way, just like Jesus, but, you know, only, you know, following his lead, we're here to set the captives free, are we not?
Oh, and let's do it.
Amen. Amen. I'm with you on it. Dr. Greg Jantz, you're awesome, friend. I just so appreciate you, Greg. Thank you
we
for so much.
We'll talk again. You got
it. You got it. It's a day. Take care, buddy. Dr. Greg Jantz right here on the Bill Martinez Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm